Download it for your listening pleasure. This is the Tim and Jess podcast.
Jess, I love that Will works for us. He's a really handy asset to the Tim and Jess team. Mm-hmm. I've got him in the studio. Good afternoon, Will.
Good afternoon. Thank you for that.
You made it sound like Will is our employee.
Thank you, boss. Will, you know, I send him out there every day. I come in, Jess, 6 a.m., Will's in here, and I say, Will, I need you out on the streets. I need you finding leads. I need you tracking down lots of important things. And Will has finally delivered today.
And how what do specific? I do? I say, get out of my office, yeah. Tim.
And it's his bedroom, and because I've broken in.
And he's like, Dad, come on.
Yeah. But no, Will has actually done some incredible internet sleuthing for the show. This is very exciting stuff, Will. What have you brought to the Tim and Jess show this afternoon?
I have bought, allegedly, something that could be, possibly.
Maybe, just maybe.
The Tasmanian Football Club's new theme song.
I mean, as a foundation member, I'm very invested in this.
I do see this sticker on your desk, I knew you would be very, very interested.
It was a gift
this.
From you and everyone here
at the radio station.
For my wedding.
I'm looking forward to when they build the stadium eventually, Jess, and your name is graved onto a brick.
Do I get a brick?
I assume so.
There's Shut something. Up. I think there's.
Let's do a team.
You might be on like the toilets. I'm not sure.
Let's do a team trip to go visit my brick.
I think about like if that actually happens, like what a fun family holiday for you when you're older. Be like,
let's come on, kids, let's go leave a brick at the brick.
But that's foul. So now, how this has been doing the rounds online at the moment, but we wanted to have a first playlist here on K-Rock. How likely do you think that this is real?
I'll play along. Yeah, so likely.
Okay.
Yeah, this certainly isn't just a weird YouTube video.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But I've got the audio. Would you like to have a listen?
Yes, please.
Of what it could be.
Is it reminiscent of like older football clubs or like more newer ones like the GWS or?
Bit of both.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's got 70s to me.
Oh.
You'll understand. I'll play it. Well, let's have a listen.
Okay.
As a team. It's great fun. Here we go. Tassie potential theme song. 1, 2, 3, 4.
I feel like I want to start a Russian revolution. This is
could have just said revolution. Quite scary that you said Russian. It's the second
That's
verse. Actually,
Russian vibe.
The second verse goes hard.
Sing along, Jess.
Yay. The devil's Oh, this goes hard.
Honestly, the second part goes so hard.
That is epic.
Da, na, na, in Tassie, we believe.
Just imagine a whole stadium full of people singing along to that.
Yeah.
Oh,
it's better than West Coast song. It's better than the Gold Coast.
Vibes would
better
be high.
Better than Frio.
I don't know. Frio Heave Ho hits pretty hard.
No. It's so much better than Frio.
It's doing the rounds online at the moment. Will brought it to the show. We thank you, Will. I hope it's real.
Yeah.
Because it's a shanty, and we need more shanties in the AFL.
If it's not real, I hope what they come up with is way better than that.
Which
is going to be hard.
Is what I've seen from, like, this has been shared in a few places online as, you know, a leak in inverted commas, but it's copping it. Like, it's copping heat online.
Oh.
People aren't liking it.
Oh.
I disagree.
I mean, 3 for 3 in the studio.
Yeah.
Let us know what you think online at K-Rock Geelong on our social media.
If they don't use it for the Tassie Devils, can we make it the new show opener?
Yeah, I mean, we'd have to take a lot of the Tassie words out of it, but I do like the sound of music. Hopefully it isn't copyrighted. Will, thank you very much for coming in. You'll be in just after 5 for Have You Been Paying Attention But on the Radio.
You're asking me like that. You're saying that like I have a choice.
That's fair.
No, as our employee, you definitely don't. So.
All right, well, back to work.
This is Tim and Jess.
Thursdays are prime time. For us, Jess, and we think this helps people listening. Maybe if they're having some disagreements in their work life, in their home life.
Yeah. Today, I feel like I need you to. It's almost like a moral dilemma.
Okay.
I feel like you're definitely not going to be on my side.
Okay. Well, normally when we're disagreeing, we bring it to Thursdays. We do this to try and figure out who's right in a social setting. Let's get into it.
Tim and Jess. You are about to enter the K-Rock courtroom of Tim and Jess. The cases are real. The stories aren't always important. The rulings are final. This is your courtroom. You be the judge.
Court is in session. The way this works is if we're disagreeing on something, we'll have at it every Thursday. We save it and we do it on Thursdays. Mm-hmm. And then we'll get the first person to call through to be our judge. Whatever they say becomes law across Geelong, Surf Coast and
it's
the Bellarine.
It's their final say, Tim.
Yeah.
So if you want to be our judge, get ready. 52232955. Tim, I want to bring to the courtroom the question, can you return a gift that's been hand chosen for you?
You'd be a brave girl, Jess, to answer it with a quick yes.
This is what happened to me this week because it's been like 2 months since my birthday, right? And my birthday happened to fall during my honeymoon. So I wasn't too fussed about birthday celebrations.
Everything was coming up, Jessica.
Yeah.
You know, it's hard to get distracted in that time.
On my birthday, we just happened to be in Italy. And my husband said, let's go get you a birthday gift. And I was like, say less. Let's do this, right?
So sorry, you just said you were in Italy for your birthday and I was stuck in traffic in Lara. But yeah.
Same, similar
yeah,
vibes.
I get it. We're just best mates.
So, as we were walking around in Italy, my husband was like, just pick something. Pick whatever you want. I'll buy it for you today. We went to like 7 different jewelry stores. I couldn't find anything I liked. We didn't buy anything.
Right.
So it just didn't sit right with him that he hadn't bought me a birthday gift.
Oh, and yeah. I'd think about that.
Randomly this week, he was like, I was out and about. I thought of you. I went into Pandora. I bought you 2 bracelets.
Oh, that's nice. That's so nice.
I got a gift receipt. If you don't like it, you can return it. And I opened them both and I went, oh
Jess, that is foul.
I know.
A horrible person.
I felt horrible, Tim. But also, is it not better that I take it back and get something I like, right? I'm going to wear it all the time then.
I don't know. The pitch change for me makes me feel like you think you know you're garbage.
So I went back and I changed. I changed not one, but both bracelets. I didn't like them. I already had one of them. And I don't know why he didn't remember. I think he thought...
All right, let's not start piling on of my idiot husband. Oh, I can't believe he didn't remember he got me this jewelry already.
I think he thought, oh, that's a nice bracelet. And he'd already bought that one for me a couple of years ago. So I already had one of them. The other one I just didn't really like. So I exchanged them for things that I actually liked.
You are... a witch.
I just want to know.
Burn the witch.
Is it okay that I did this? Is it okay to change? Because he spent like...
How does he feel about you doing this?
Well, he told me that he spent like half an hour in the store choosing them initially. But
that's
he was like
a decent amount of time.
He said, I got the gift receipt because I thought if Jess doesn't like it, like just change them. It's totally fine.
Wow.
I'm okay with it. And I made sure I said to him, I was like, oh, can I change them? Like after I just opened them.
Yeah.
And he was like, yeah, that's fine.
It's fine. It's totally fine. You know, babe, as long as you're happy.
When I came home with the ring that I'd chosen, he was like, oh yeah, it's nice.
It's not about him.
So
you
it was
clearly
lovely.
Made it out there.
It was absolutely lovely. It was not expected. You know, I was like I said, yeah. I was in Italy for
you
my birthday.
You weren't expecting him to be such an idiot when he went to buy you jewelry for your birthday. I agree.
52232955. We need someone to be our judge. Can you return a gift that has been handpicked for you?
You are Satan. I feel like I'm not being clear with how I feel. No, you cannot do that.
So if your wife came to you and said, oh, I actually, you know, I don't like the bracelet you just bought for me. No, thank you.
Yep.
Can I exchange it? You'd say, no, you wench.
I'd probably
wear it.
No, I'd probably say, well, that's subjective. I can't control
Wouldn't
your subjectivity.
Wouldn't you rather she say, I don't like this. I'm going to get something I'm actually going to wear.
Nah. Back yourself. Back yourself.
We've got Suzanne from Armstrong Creek.
Your Honour, good afternoon. Are you a monster, Suzanne? We need to know.
Good afternoon. Look, I don't believe I am a monster, but I'll let you judge that.
Oh, no.
Well, Suzanne, you are the judge, so you have all the say.
Yeah, look, I'll be honest, if you're not going to like the piece of jewellery, then happy to exchange it.
Right? Oh, Suzanne, you sound like this has happened to you.
Oh, this is very close to my heart because my husband did the exact same thing. It was very lovely. It was very, very thoughtful. Bought me a piece of jewellery that I did not like. And I was able to go back and exchange it for something that I did like. And I wore that every single day.
Exactly. See, Suzanne, then you're using it every day rather than going, oh, that's lovely, and then sticking in the cupboard and never having to wear it, right?
Suzanne, can I ask you and Jess a question? Is that okay?
Please.
Is there air conditioning?
What do you mean?
Oh, you know, to keep cool while you're in the depths of hell.
Okay. All
unbelievable.
Right.
This is ridiculous. I've never seen
the
Wicked Witch of the East and the West reunite. Unbelievable scene.
Suzanne prefers a fan.
Okay, well... Well, Suzanne, you're sticking to your guns. Shocker there.
I love it.
Thank you. Suzanne, call anytime, mate. I appreciate having your input on the show.
Yeah, tomorrow we're asking, can you kick dogs? So okay. I'm sure you'll have the same opinion.
Tim and Jess, the podcast.
I've seen something online that a lot of people are upset about. Now, this is happening overseas in a place called Laguna Beach. I believe that's over in the United States. I know we were just talking about messages
in the bottle. Yeah, we're very US today. We're going to the other side of the coast.
Another crappy reality show based on that beach as well. But there is... And look, I think it's subjective how you look at this. People are mostly upset about this woman. She's been labelled a Karen, public beach. Obviously, like we know here in Geelong, Surf Coast and the Bellarine, if you want a good spot at the beach, what do you got to do?
You got to get there early. You
got to get there early. You got to mark down your space. This lady over in the States is taking it to the next level. She has brought, essentially, she's roped off an area. She's
roped
got, like,
off?
Pegs, rope. It is a bigger area than what I would do. Like, I'm going to say easily 200 square meters.
What?
So, like, think my house, Jess, that I live on, just for context, the whole property, not the house, 400 square meters. So half of the length of my property. In Armstrong Creek. So just for your mind.
Oh
there,
my God.
It's a lot of space roped off. Nothing wrong with that. If you're there early enough,
what do you
claim
mean?
The beach.
You cannot rope off part of the beach.
What's the difference between her roping it off and me going down there with five tents, setting them up to make my own little commune on the beach?
Yeah, because if you're roping it off, it's like people can't walk even in your area. Like, has she roped off all the way down to the beach? Like, has she taken a parcel of the water as well?
She hasn't bought land. It's not a lot that's been titled. But it's all sand. Mm. So it's closer to the back. I think it's near the steps. It's near the showers. It's near all the good things you want. There's probably a little bit of shade there. But yeah, it's not like, well, no, you actually can't walk through it. It's probably, 200 square meters up the back of the beach, long beach, like think Ocean Grove, like think 13th, like there's a lot of sand there. So there's plenty of meters for people to walk past. But yeah, she's just roped off this massive chunk and people are saying it's not okay. I think if you're there, you've got the materials, you've got the time, you've got the effort. I like it.
I don't like it. I don't like it one bit, Tim. No.
But you're not like over summer, you and your husband will most likely go there. Just set up two beach towels, dip in. You're in and out, what, hour, 2 hours normally?
Yeah, 2 hours tops usually.
This woman, she's got a family, man. She got 100 kids by the looks of it.
I got a beach umbrella for my birthday this year.
Wow.
So we will probably be setting up shop a lot more.
Beach umbrella in the middle of winter when your birthday is.
Yeah, well, it's my birthday, so.
Get it for Christmas.
Those things are expensive.
I'm not going to get you a snow jacket around Christmas time. I'm like, well, you know, it will get cold one day.
Well, now I'm set for when summer starts. I think
it's totally fine to rope off beach. 5222 3255. Do you think you can rope off a section of the beach? We've got plenty of great beaches.
Absolutely cannot rope off a section of the beach. That would be outrageous.
Show me the sand law where it says you can't do this.
Actually,
if there is one, I should be made aware.
It might be one.
I think it's totally fine. And I think I'm going to be inspired by this woman who's been called a Karen. Call me Karen all day long. I've got the best spot on the beach.
But what's the male version of a Karen?
It's a David.
David.
I'm such a David. And I'll continue to be a David as summer approaches across Geelong, Surf Coast and the Bellarine.
Jess and Tim. Oh, wait, sorry. It's Tim and Jess.
We all understand it's quite chilly at the moment across Geelong, Surf Coast and the Bellarine. Brr. as you would say, yes, Jess. You know, yeah. Sometimes, especially like if the showers are on and off, it's cold because it's wet, and it's wet because it's cold. And
I hate when you take a piece of clothing off the washing line and you go, "Is this cold or is this wet?"
And then you wear it and you go, "Wet,
wet,
good." It was a 50-50 game and I lost. But you know, we try our best, especially when we're going out of the house, to keep warm.
Yeah.
And I feel like, again, I'm not here to yuck anybody's yum. I saw something interesting on my drive into work today.
Are you going to yell at me for wearing UGG boots again?
No, no. This is a level above wearing UGG boots out in public,
really?
Which I still stand by that I just don't like. I know I keep saying I don't want to yuck someone's yum, but I've just brought up a yuck.
I saw someone in moccasins at Westfield the other day.
And that's your line
that's
for some
my
reason?
Line.
Uggs yes, mockies no.
Yeah.
How do you feel about a dressing robe?
Oh.
Out on the street.
Dressing gowns are an indoor activity.
Right. Yeah.
It's for dressing, right? It's a dressing gown. You need to be dressed.
Yeah. I tell you what. Marrable Street is a beautiful place. I go up and down
Yep.
every single day. You know, when I used to walk to work,
Was
I used to walk up and down
this
it.
This person, perchance, near the bus stop?
Further removed.
Sure.
Which made it, this is why it caught my eye.
Uh-huh.
And that's totally fine. Again, I'm not here to yuck someone's yum.
Well, they'd be definitely
maybe
toasty.
Here's where I'm thinking.
Hit me.
All their jumpers were either incinerated, on fire, had vomit on them, or we're all lost.
Of course.
And then you go, all right, it's freezing outside. I understand you want to stay warm.
Did it look like a dressing gown or did it look like a jacket that had like a tie with it?
It had pink bunnies.
Okay, it was a dressing gown.
A stunning like off-the-shoulder coat, you know?
Like, you know how you can get some of those like fabric coats that kind of look like a dressing gown, but you can get away with it because it's like a corporate dressing gown?
My best mate and I caught up for breakfast a couple of weeks ago and we were on Paco and they were already there and I walked in. I was like, why are you wearing a dressing gown? Yeah. But it was just like that fabric, but a quarter zip jumper. I said, you look ridiculous. What are you doing?
God, you're a pleasure to be friends with.
Yeah, I know. Just, you know, just wear real clothes outside.
Yeah.
5223295 Should you wear a robe outside of the house?
No.
It just didn't. Again, I know it's like it feels very judgy. It feels very shameful, but should you?
Yeah.
It just seems a bit nah.
Again, as someone who actively wears
Ugg boots
out of the house, this is where I draw the line. You may as well wear your pajamas too.
Because I know, like, for a fact, because I've seen you out in the public, you'll wear your giant Melbourne Storm hoodie with baggy footy shorts and Ugg boots, and then you'll look at someone in a robe and go, geez, class it up, mate. What's going on there?
It's hurtfully accurate.
Ricky from Wyndham Vale, how do you feel about dressing gowns or robes out in public?
I'd say a no-no, but I believe I have seen worse.
Worse, Ricky?
In my opinion, it was worse.
What can about be worse than a dressing gown?
About 7 o'clock at night at the supermarket, someone wearing an hoodie and mockos.
And mockos. See, this is where I draw the line, Ricky.
This is Jess's two big no-nos.
I feel like hoodies are just like a clothes dressing gown. Do you know what I mean? Like,
oh yeah, you just can't open it up.
It's warm at home. They shouldn't be public.
100%, Ricky. I'm with you, mate.
But I don't know why. When it's nighttime, at least with people in hoodies, trackies, and mockies.
Do you think it was the time of the day? The morning.
I think nighttime. It's like, all right. Well, maybe they were cozy up on the couch, and maybe they just needed to go and get some, like, you know, broccoli from the supermarket. Well, you're not going to change.
Put a jumper
look,
on.
Look, Ricky, I would.
I might not always put a bra on, Tim, but I'll put a jumper on before I leave the house. Right, Ricky? Same?
Agreed.
Okay, I'm glad you don't wear a bra either, Ricky.
Yeah,
good stuff. You're a brave man, Ricky. We appreciate the call.
Oh, thanks, guys. You're the best.
That concludes another thrilling edition of the Tim and Jess podcast.